Jenny Coleman, co-host of the long-running program on KCUR, Just Jazz, died on March 6th at the age of 91. Jazz musician David Bassey shared some of his memories of Coleman and her co-host, Ruth Roden.
Well, I have fond memories of Jenny and Ruth and their Sunday afternoon show. The first thing that comes to mind is the theme song from Everett Devan. Everett's been a little under the weather lately, and just the beauty of that sound of in a mellow tone of Everett playing that at the organ and that coming on and being, you know, setting the mood for the afternoon with the two of them, just talking about jazz and really just presenting their own, you know, sometimes opinions about jazz and where it was going and where it had been and what they liked and what they didn't like about it.
How would you describe the music they played on Just Jazz? Some have called it traditional jazz.
Their particular thing, Jenny and Ruth, was really straight-ahead jazz. Pat Metheny, you know, Jenny would say, that's not jazz. That's not. That was one of her major lines. That's not jazz. If it's not jazz to me, I'm not going to play it. And, you know, so they had this place that they lived in, which was really straight-ahead jazz, swinging jazz.
Yeah, I remember that was a criteria for them, is if it would swing. Does it have
right.
enough swing?
Right. They would play a ballad every now and then, but mostly they wanted stuff that was swinging. They wanted stuff that was standards. They wanted the music that harkened back to the big band era, music that harkened back to Broadway, that sort of thing was what they focused on.
Well, one of the things I remember about Jenny is that when I met her, she was in her 70s, but she was still very much out and about going to listen to music. I mean, she seemed to keep a very busy pace for somebody, you know, in their mid to late 70s at that point who, you know, whenever she could, wherever it was happening, she would go out to hear the music.
You know, when she lost her vision, that was really the end of it. It was the end of her gallivanting around town. She didn't want to really have to be led around. She wanted to drive to the club, pull up in front, go in, listen to the music, be there and be a part of it in a big way. She was a jazz celebrity in Kansas City. People knew when Jenny was in the house. And you played swinging music when she was around because you didn't want her to say something about the music you were playing. You didn't want to play too much funk or play too many ballads because she would tell you.
Well, you talked about knowing if she was in the audience that you might kind of change your style or how you were playing. Did she ever heckle you or you just wanted to, you just, if she was in the audience, you kind of knew what she wanted to hear.
You know, I don't know if she would do that, but she might, you know, talk through the performance if she didn't like it. She wouldn't come back if she didn't like it. That's for sure. And she expected to, you know, be treated properly when she did come in.
So did you miss her when she wasn't there in the audience? I mean, was it noticeable for musicians around town?
You know, in all honesty, I think that Jenny and Ruth were taken for granted. But then when they were gone, it was a big deal. It was a big, big deal. When they weren't there every Sunday afternoon, that was a big deal. So often, that's the way it is. You know, you don't miss your water till the well runs dry, you know, that kind of thing. And that's kind of the deal with this sort of work, presenting music like this in a medium like this.
That was musician David Bassey remembering KCUR's Just Jazz co-host Jenny Coleman.